in the Seagram's block of Oshawa, Ontario. I'm an idol.
Don't be scared, homie. Okay, first of all,
the world is smiling at you. The wrestling business is smiling at you. And don't you frown back on it.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker. The king is back.
The man to hour, the man with the power. Too sweet to be sour.
Dylan Welker.
All right, on this episode of Bout Talking Bout, happy to have Bellator heavyweight Javi Ayala. Big fight coming up against Czech Congo, and that is going May 12th at Bellator 199. How's it going, Javi?
I'm doing pretty good, Danny. Yourself?
Oh, no, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I was just curious about your, you know, Bellator tenure so far, because you're heading into your ninth fight here, and really seems like you're getting some traction with the promotion, you know, getting all these big fights, and really seems like the promotion's growing too. So what are your thoughts on, you know, growing alongside Bellator there?
You know what? Bellator, their name keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's starting to become more known around the world, and I'm glad to be a part of the team. You know what I mean? They're taking me along with them, especially giving me these bigger name fights with these bigger name guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of wanted to touch on that too, because it seems like a lot of these guys are fighters that you've, you know, been a fan of before, or at least you're familiarized with watching them. Guys like Roy Nelson, Sergey Kharitonov probably, and now Czech Congo. So I'm kind of curious, like, how the, I guess, mental processes differ heading into a fight with someone you've watched on TV and stuff like that versus just an opponent you're not as familiar with.
You know, at first it was kind of difficult. Like when I first fought Sergey, I was like, man, this guy's a legend. I've watched him fight. I was really nervous. And then my coach, he's one of my boxing coaches. His name's Jim. He came up to me. He's like, Javi, why are you nervous? He's like, he's just a man. He's not going to eat you. And ever since then, I took that into play. And it really helps calm my nerves about fighting these bigger name guys. I think I sit there and I think, like, you know, he's just a guy. He's not going to eat me. He bleeds just like I bleed. So there's nothing to be nervous about.
Yeah, I know. These guys don't have superpowers. And, I mean, that was good advice there before that Sergey fight there. I mean, it got you a 16-second knockout there, so it seems like it worked a little bit there at Bellator 163.
Yeah, it did.
No, I mean, I'm just curious about your Czech Congo fight specifically, though. Like, what kind of, I guess, scenarios were you drilling in the gym ahead of, you know, fighting a guy like Czech Congo, just so you can, you know, fluidly express yourself with whatever happens on fight night?
You know what, Czech, he's a real versatile fighter. Everybody knows his stand-up's good, but lately he's been taking a lot of guys down and kind of grinding them out. So we've been working my stand-up like I normally work my stand-up. Started adding in a lot more takedown offense that showed in my fight against Roy that I needed some work right there. So we added a lot more takedown defense, a lot more submissions off my back, a lot more getting up. So we're getting ready for pretty much wherever this fight takes us.
Right on. So do you feel like you've grown leaps and bounds because of that Roy loss? You know, just getting back into the gym and saying, okay, I got to, you know, refine my submission grappling game a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I felt like I like to say, like, I don't lose, I learn. And that's exactly what happened with Roy's fight. I lost, but I learned so much. Like, okay, this is what I need to work on to get to this next level. And we've kind of been picking at it and working at those flaws that I have.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big heavyweight fight, especially one that's going on, you know, as the Bellator Grand Prix is kind of rolling through there. Do you see this as maybe like a fight whereby the winner could, you know, potentially sneak into the tournament there if someone happens to get injured within the Bellator Heavyweight Grand Prix?
You know, that's always a possibility. I know Czech's on a real good win streak, and I've been doing good, putting on exciting fights. I feel like me and Czech would match up well with anybody in the tournament. So that would be a good possibility, hopefully.
No, and I imagine that's a future goal, too. And, you know, kind of talking about how long you've been with Bellator and some of the big opponents you've got to face. Do you have any particular future goals in the Bellator heavyweight division that you'd like to actualize?
You know what? The goal is always to get that heavyweight belt. You know, that's always the long-term goal. But, you know, me personally, I like being a part of the Bellator team and fighting for them. And some of my goals is just to keep fighting these bigger name guys. You know what I mean? I've been a fan of Roy Nelson, Sergey, Czech. I mean, Frank Mir has always been one of my favorite fighters since I was little. So all these guys, even Fedor, all these guys, the guys I would love to potentially fight later on in the future, and now it's a possibility.
Yeah, no, that's great. And you've got a lot of big wins, too, over guys like, you know, Eric Prindle and Thiago Santos over the years. So it really seems like you're a big finisher there. And the fact that, yeah, you throw around, like, flying knees and stuff like that, too, is always fun. Great to see, like, a heavyweight guy get up there and, you know, take flight, so to say.
Yeah, I like to make the fights exciting as I can for the fans. You know what I mean? That's what's going to help me gain more fans. And these other guys are not used to heavyweights throwing stuff like that at them. So usually I catch some of them by surprise.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's great to watch you fight. It's always exciting, no doubt. But it seems like you're really putting in that hard work, whether you're, you know, training or fighting. But it seems like, you know, the personal life is a big thing for you, like with the wife and kids and all that. So, like, how great of a release is that from grueling training and, you know, just stressing about the fight ahead?
Yeah, you know what? I love spending time with my wife and my kids. They're the ones that actually motivate me to keep going. There's times where I come home from training and I just had a long day of, because I work full-time as well. I had a long day of work and then training, and it just motivated me to keep going.
No, that's great. What is it you do for full-time work, if you don't mind asking?
I actually work for a distribution center for Walmart. So I load up trailers with a forklift, or I move trailers around the yard.
Oh, okay. No, is that like a, I guess it maybe, is it ever like a relief to go to training then, like maybe doing a job like that, and then you're kind of just chomping at the bit to like get back in the gym and work mitts and do all that? Like, does it act as like a motivator in that sense as well, maybe?
Yeah, it does. And there's times where like I get frustrated at work and then I go to the gym and I take it out on the mitts, on the bag.
Yeah.
The gym really helps me release some frustration sometimes I get.
Yeah, no, I imagine it's pretty cathartic and helps with recovery, but it also seems like your CBD oil that you take helps with recovery as well. Star Spangled Supplements, I believe. How long has, you know, that been going on, and how long have you been using CBD oil for the recuperative properties?
You know, I just started taking CBD oil, and it's been helping me out a lot. I feel like it helps me recover quicker. I sleep better at night with it. So I really like it. I've really kind of started it. So I'm a big fan of it now.
No, that's good to hear. It seems like a lot of fighters are, you know, using that nowadays, and it's good to see this becoming more of a widespread thing. But I was also kind of curious as to, you know, what music you like to train to. Like, is there a go-to genre or maybe a certain set of artists that get you fired up when you're in the gym?
You know, I pretty much listen to anything, but in the gym it's more newer hip-hop and newer rap. It kind of helps motivate me a little bit better. But I like listening to country music, alternative.
Nice. So, like, what kind of, I guess, modern hip-hop artists are you jamming in there? Like Lil Uzi Vert, stuff like that, or?
Not that modern. I'm not super into the brand new rap guys. But kind of like, I like Drake. I'm a big old fan of Drake. Big fan of, what's his name? Big fan of Post Malone.
Oh, nice.
I love that.
Maybe come out to a Post Malone song for a future Bellator fight. Is that maybe something that's in the cards?
Actually, I walk out to Post Malone my last fight against Roy, and then this next one, that's going to be Post Malone again. I'm a big fan of him. Congratulations.
Oh, sweet. No, that's going to be great. And yeah, good shout out to Drake, because I'm from the greater Toronto area as well, so appreciate that shout out. But you've been good with your time. Anything you want to add as we're wrapping up here, Hobby?
You know what? I just like to thank you for giving me the time to interview and be on the show. I also want to thank a lot of my sponsors that helped me out along the way and helped me get ready for this fight. With also my fight team, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be as sharp and in shape as I am right now.
Yeah, that's always a good shout-out. And, yeah, I mean, happy to have you on the program. A lot of fun having you, but also going to be a lot of fun to check out this fight where you're taking on Chet Congo, and everyone else can check that out. It goes at Bellator 199, and it's happening on May 12th. Again, thanks for the time, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day there, Hobby.
All right, thank you. You too.